Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts's highest court is considering whether 170-year-old images owned by Harvard University that showed two enslaved people should remain with the school. Tamara Lanier of Connecticut says she's a descendant of those people, and she wants the university to give the images to her. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us to discuss yesterday's hearing. Hi, Max.
Hi, Rupa.
So can you please give us the details of the case?
So Lanier is from Norwich, Connecticut, and she says she grew up hearing about her great-great-grandfather, a man called Papa Renty. He was self-taught, born in the Congo, and lived in slavery in South Carolina. Back in 2010, Lanier learned that Harvard had daguerreotype images made in South Carolina of a Papa Renty and his daughter Delia. After some genealogical work, Lanier was satisfied that these were her ancestors, and she asked Harvard to give her the images. But 10 years later, Harvard has declined to do so, even as the university has tried to acknowledge and even atone for other ties to slavery it has historically. Earlier this year, a Superior Court judge found in Harvard's favor, and now Lanier and her attorneys have asked the state's Supreme Judicial Court to weigh in.
So what is Lanier's argument? Why does she say she should have the images?
Well, her claim, this part is not contestable, is that these pictures were made in deplorable criminal circumstances and at the request of a Harvard professor, the naturalist Louis Agassiz, now seen as a father of scientific racism of the 19th century, had Renty and his daughter Delia and five other enslaved people rounded up and brought to a studio in Columbia, South Carolina in 1850. There they were stripped and posed without their consent and likely facing threats of punishment. And being daguerreotypes, these are images that take a long time to develop. So Lanier's attorneys argue that these are products of kidnapping and threats and invasions of privacy, and they shouldn't belong to the institutional home of the man who perpetrated them. Here's attorney Benjamin Crump yesterday.
The daguerreotypes is like catching a thief red-handed and the court allowing the thief to legally keep possession of the property.
And of course, Crump is an attorney who's played a really significant role recently in some high-profile cases. What's Harvard's response to his comments there?
Yeah, Harvard doesn't dispute that these images were made under repugnant circumstances, but they argue that doesn't mean that Lanier or even the subject of this kind of photograph should therefore end up owning it. That argument was supported by the Superior Court judge who ruled earlier this year. Harvard has also tried to suggest that turning over the photos could set up a precedent that would have a chilling effect in industries like our own. News media might not risk taking or publishing important photographs if the subjects could theoretically sue for the rights to those photographs. And in other places, the university has cast doubt on Lanier's own claims about her lineage, saying they're at least impossible to verify.
Okay, what sort of questions did the justices ask yesterday? Did they seem to be leaning to one side or another?
I think they did their jobs pretty even-handedly. They tried to poke at the weak points in both arguments, questioning both parties' rights to the images. They asked Lanier's attorneys why she would have that right, even given the pain of what happened to her relatives. But then they applied the same scrutiny to Harvard. These images were supposedly found in a museum attic in the 1970s. If Nazi photographers lost the rights to their images, why not here? So that was a line of questioning from Justice Elspeth Seifer to Anton Mitlitsky, Harvard's lead counsel here.
So why isn't this a fruit or an instrumentality of the crime?
I mean, first of all, there's absolutely no question that Renty and Delia were subject to crimes and worse than crimes. I think the question now is, what is the remedy for that and whether it's a judicial remedy based in property?
So Mitlitsky was trying to warn that a high court like this one probably shouldn't get into the fine-grained detail of awarding property, even in cases as sort of dark as this one.
So what's next for the case? Where does it go from here?
Well, legal precedent does still seem to favor Harvard, but Lanier has lots of supporters herself. There are students on Harvard's campus who have a free rentee group, and a group of Louis Agassiz's descendants have filed a brief in her support as well. They want this case to go to trial, and those groups will certainly agitate for Harvard to turn over the images, even if it doesn't. But for now, that's for the justices to deliberate over.
WBUR's Max Larkin, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.